Hey, everybody, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and a return guest, and his name is Jim Cook. He is the executive director and CEO of the Western National Parks Association, and you have a very exciting initiative that you are a part of and possibly a partner with, that is the Healthy Parks, Healthy People Initiative. I would love to know more about that and share it with all the world here.
Sure, thank you for asking. So Healthy Parks, Healthy People is a program of the National Park Service, and they work through partners to execute it. And it's based on this fundamental recognition that more and more humans, especially kids, are disconnected from nature. We all know, you and I especially know the benefits of being in nature. These are well documented by scientists. So number one, the physical benefits, the mental benefits, spiritual benefits, social benefits, you know, getting together out in nature and festivals, there is a social benefit. And finally, the environmental benefit, which we need. We need more stewards of our natural landscape, right? So by creating these programs, ultimately, we hope to create these stewards. So this is a national movement, really. Here locally, National Park Service, with a little support from Western National Parks Association, got the program going. And one of the key components is prescriptions to parks. So literally, clinical providers will write a prescription to someone to go get in nature in a park. The program has a number of components. There's clinical providers who will write prescriptions for nature. Public health officials may engage in the program, community organizers like Beyond Tucson, and then, of course, local park jurisdictions also get involved. This goes way back. You think about Frederick Law Olmsted in the 19th century. He and his approach really recognizes the benefit of nature and in the design of Central Park in New York City. It's an idea to both reposition parks as places of health. By doing that, people get healthy, but they also start enjoying and ultimately, we hope, loving their parks so that we have stewards of the parks and the environment.
And what I encourage all of us to think about is, when was the last time you did something like that and went to a park or had a picnic or experienced nature and were sorry you did it? You're just not. You're like, oh, why don't I do this more? That's what everybody says.
Indeed.
That's a wonderful initiative. And I encourage everybody to visit the WNPA.org website. Past episodes of this program can be heard on KXEI.org. on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to know more just about what Mrs. Green's World is up to, and it's a lot this year, come visit us at mrsgreensworld.com. And of course, we hope you do.